So how does it feel to bring these three kind of, I wouldn't say iconic, but very, very fan-friendly characters to the series? It changes the gameplay dimensions quite tremendously.
Absolutely. I think what's fun about having these three characters be released now is that it provides players with the ability to go back into some of those stories that we created for Disney Infinity 2.0 and experience the content using the powers of the villains like Loki in the Avengers playset, Ronan inside of Guardians of the Galaxy, and Green Goblin inside of Spider-Man. The Yondu is the character that we just released in addition to Green Goblin and Ronan. And so what's interesting about him is that, you know, he plays a little bit of a dual role inside of the film, a mentor to Star-Lord, but then also at the same time, someone who's a bit of a double-crosser, similar to Jack Sparrow. Actually, the other day inside the toy box, I did a story between Jack Sparrow and Yondu double-crossing each other, which led to some hilarity with the people I was playing with. So it's an incredible honor to represent these characters. It's an incredible honor for our team to represent these characters inside of the game. And at the same time, it opens up a lot of fun gameplay possibilities, both in the playsets and the toy box.